previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
All right. We did mention earlier on Nelson Mandela Bay Mayor and Eastern Cape DA leader Ngabapanga is recovering in hospital after sustaining injuries in a car accident in Gqeberha on Saturday evening at about 11:30 p.m. So the accident took place on the mayor's birthday at the intersection of St. Leonard's Drive and Utenag Road, and it involved another vehicle in which two people were fatally injured. On the line to give us an update this morning, we're joined by the mayor's spokesperson, Councillor Leander Kruger. Councillor, good morning and thank you for chatting to us.
Morning, Lee. Thanks for the opportunity.
We know the mayor was scheduled for surgery yesterday afternoon following the discovery of internal bleeding while being observed at the hospital. Can you give an update of where things stand now after surgery and what the mayor's condition is currently?
I can provide an update, yes. The mayor is currently in hospital. He underwent surgery late yesterday afternoon to treat internal bleeding as a result of the injuries that he sustained. He is currently in recovery post-surgery. He is in the high care unit, and his doctors have indicated that he is in a stable condition at this point.
Councillor, a curfew is in place. Now, can you give more clarity around that? Questions have been raised around this particular issue.
Absolutely. Firstly, they did point out that the SAPS have confirmed that there is an investigation which is taking place at this stage. And the mayor and the mayor's office will be providing our full cooperation with law enforcement. We wish to caution against any kind of speculation at this point until the investigation is concluded. So the details, such as the movements of the mayor and the time of the accident, etc., are information which we don't have at our disposal at this point and which we don't wish to speculate about at this point.
All right, so obviously there are various questions, whether even foul play was involved, whether there was alcohol involved. Given the fact that you've just mentioned our standard procedure, there will be a charge of culpable homicide against the mayor, which means you can't share a lot. What can you share with us this morning?
Let me first off by starting with, obviously, as you've mentioned, there was another vehicle involved in the incident, and two people have sadly lost their lives. The mayor, and on behalf of the mayor's office, we wish to extend our deepest condolences to the families and loved ones of these two individuals. The mayor, as you've mentioned, is currently recovering in hospital. He's in the high care unit. The details of the incident, any kind of allegations that they are floating around, are all at this stage allegations. We cannot comment on items that are not proven at this stage or facts that are not at our disposal. But what we can share with residents is that we are working very closely with the law enforcement to provide our full cooperation. We also wish for this investigation to be conducted and for all the relevant facts to come to light on this tragic, tragic accident.
Councillor, thank you so much. I'm sure you're inundated with media queries. We'll be following the investigation closely, as well as the mayor's progress and his recovery. And we wish you and the mayor's office well during this time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.